פרק י"ח סעיף פ"ה. איסוף פירות שנספזו. פירות שנספזו בבית ובחוצה, באופן שיש תורך לאיסום, כגון שנספזו אחת הינו ואחת הינו, אחד הינו ואחת הינו. אין לו איסום לסל או לקופה משום עובדין דחויל, אבל מותר ללקות מעט מעט ולאכול. If you have fruit which fell and got scattered in the house, no problem for mama. Why? Because it's not b'mokum gedula. It's not a place where it grows. It's already grown in the field, and now it's in the house. There is a midrabbanon. There is a midrabbanon. It looks as if you're going to go and do gathering together. It's called uvda d'chol. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and gather it together in the house. If you are, if it got scattered in the house. כן. ומכל מוקם מסתבר שמוסה לחדם במטפה או לרק זם במוקם אחד. He says, it sounds that you're allowed to do it with a brush, a broom, to go and sweep them together. That's not the problem. The problem is to gather it together. Even they were said it's awesome shum ovdin the choil. It means you're putting it together in a place. You're putting it together in a sal, in a basket, or in a box. Then it is awesome. Also midrabbanan shum ovdin the choil. But put it into your hand, it didn't say it is awesome. But also if you go and take one by one and eat it, it's also allowed. So the poskim speak about why by our oifu, which will throw sweets, or one throws a nut, they used to throw nuts, why are you allowed to pick it up? Why isn't that a problem from Ovdin the Choyl? Now, first of all, one has to know, if one throws sweets, it's got no problem altogether, because sweets are not things which are natural, they're made by people. Nuts is a problem. He says in the footnote that we never find any problem from even Issa Midrabbanan, only by things which do have an Issa from a Ma'ameh for would be in the field. But things which you don't have an Issa Ma'ameh, if it will be in the field, then you won't have an Issa Midrabbanan from Ovdin D'Choil. Kathy wants to say in the footnote. Therefore, the problem from the Achronim, which we're discussing, when by Oifu you go and throw Kloyot on the Chosen, they're talking about things which are natural. So they ask a question, why are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So they say the whole Issa from Ovdin D'Choil is because it's a Tircha. They get scattered far away, and it's a tircha to go and join it together. It's hard, it's difficult, it's work to go and get it together. But if one does it for a simcha, by a chosn and kala, a chosn throws him kloyot, nuts, and roasted nuts, then there's no tircha. One doesn't find it a tircha to go and do it on Shabbos. Therefore, the earlier rabbi says that you're allowed to go and put it together on to gather together after the Oifu from Shabbat. Others want to say because of Hitiu, Akoponim, it's allowed to be done on Shabbat. So if pay both, it's of payers from the Spazu Ba'afa, to go and gather payers which are scattered in earth. Payers from the Spazu Ba'chotza, and it's Avu Ba'afa, with a church, also the Oisom, the Salu, the Kupa, Apil Hemu, Kazim, Ba'mokam Achad. If משאין בזה משום מלאכת בויה, כגוין שאויך לא מלאאותה, ומקום מוקן נראה כבויה, יש בזה משום עובדין דחול. Another case. Another case which got problems from עובדין דחול. What's the case? The case is if fruits fell in the garden, even if they didn't fall in a place where they were before, they were in the place where they grew. In the garden itself, even if they don't get scattered in the garden, they fall together, but they fall into the earth. The earth gets mixed up with them, then it looks as if he's doing Boya. If you want to go and pick it up and gather it together and to go and eat it straight away, it's still not allowed because it looks like Boya. One shouldn't put it on one's lap or into his garment. If you can gather together one by one and eat it, that you're allowed to do. But you're not to gather a few together because it looks as if you're doing boya. You're not really doing boya because you're doing the straight way to eat it. It looks as if you're doing boya. Then you shouldn't gather it together, even if you're gathering it into your lap or gathering it into your clothes. You shouldn't do that. But you're allowed to go and gather it one by one and eat them straight away, because it doesn't look as if you're doing any malacha, it looks as if you eat that you're allowed to do.